Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Can you believe we're in the middle of October already? This year has gone so fast. These final months of 2025 are big ones, incredibly so, for everyone in the world. They are big energetically as well as astrologically. The entire year of 2025 has been one of endings and new beginnings. We still have the rest of October, November, and December to come. We will see a lot of endings in these next few months. It will overlap through February of 2026 as we turn the cosmic reset corner. The energy is clearing a space for those new beginnings. More of what we will see in 2026 as we walk through the number one year of new beginnings. We had a super full moon in Aries on October 7th, along with lots of seismic activity. Aries is a fire sign. It's also a cardinal sign, and it has a reputation of being warlike. Try not to spend time with people who you could have an argument with. This is flammable, combustible energy, and you can easily get into an argument with people in this energy. There are leadership challenges. That's what Aries energy is, challenging leadership. We are seeing this in many countries across the world. In the U.S., the EU, Germany, France, the U.K., the Ukraine, and China. And I sense that leaders and governments will fall in these remaining 2 months at an accelerated pace. This is very much about sovereignty, which is the positive side of Aries. All through October, Pluto will be semi-square with the North Node. That's a collective part of the soul's growth. The energy is directing us to a much more spiritual future. Pisces is one of our most spiritual signs. The Christ consciousness vibration is beautiful. As Pluto squares Saturn, Neptune, the question becomes, okay, where does the power lie? Pluto is the planet of power. On one hand, it can be externally directed power, getting in the way of the spiritual directed soul's path and soul's growth. Or you could choose to step into your power, which will reinforce your sovereignty. It's not a big ego thing. It's not throwing your weight around or being angry or aggressive. It can be quiet, kind, and loving. Absolutely know where your center lies and where you operate from. Do you come out of love or out of fear? It doesn't have to be loud and shouting at all. External authority is much more likely to be that, loud and shouting. But the internal authority isn't. The shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius is controlled by technology. We see this expressed in our world in many, many ways. Most of the world's countries are being digitalized, as well as business organizations. This could come to a peak before the end of the year. In October, Pluto turned direct on the 14th, and the 3-eye atlas is in our galaxy and closes to the sun on October 29th. We are very much assessing issues of power and control in the world. We will have many major choice points. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of your choices and your focus at this time. It's not a regular October, or November, or will it be December? The choices we make now are so important in terms of the reality you're creating and as well as your future timeline. This is a big deal. You are setting your timeline for 2026 and beyond. The convergences, the game changes, the new energy coming in, and that we have right now. We are co-creating every moment with this new energy coming in. Please be more aware than normal of your choices and your focus. Now let's take a look at this new moon energy. The new moon in Libra happens on Tuesday, October 21st, at 28 degrees Libra. Where does that fall in your chart? New moons bring new seeds to plant. It's a perfect time to set a new intention for what you want to create in your life. It's best to set your personal intention according to the house that Libra falls in your chart. Is it your home, your friendships, your health, your career, your money, your love life? The time between now and New Year's Day 2026 will be a very strong, intense energy. Libra is the sign of relationships. If you've experienced that certain relationships have fallen away, whether friendships or romantic relationships, work relationships, this falling away brings the potential for new people and new relationships to come in. And they are being born at this time. They may have a different resonance and they may have a different quality for you. Libra is also one of the two signs related to the law. Sagittarius is the truth. Libra is the scales of justice, balance, and fairness. We could see something legal happening right now that's very important. It's probably something on the world stage coming up at this time. Libra is a sign of balance and harmony, which is a very important theme at this new moon. The energy will bring more harmony and balance for Mother Earth. That's reinforced by Venus, the ruler of Libra. We need to regenerate, get back into balance. The Earth has the energy of a deep connection to the natural world. How many of us are yearning to bring this Earth back into balance and wellness? Many are spending their lifetimes working on these issues. We have the energy of new beginnings, regeneration. There's a new aspect of consciousness emerging. We are uncovering, not discovering, but uncovering. Knowledge, it's always been there, but now we are shredding the veil. This is another connection of consciousness as well as to our multidimensionality. We have some beautiful symbolism here. The new moon and sun conjunct Homer, the energy of regeneration. Through some of our shaman principles, we can restore the land to its previous fertility, land that has laid to waste from poor agricultural practices. We're also finding new food in our ocean depths. However, the biggest theme in this new moon in Libra is power. The sun and the moon are in an out-of-sign square to Pluto at 3 degrees orb, and this brings up, again, issues around power. Will this be expressed as external authority or the positive meaning, shifting power to the people? Remember, we are right in the middle of Pluto being out of bounds to the south, and that goes up to November 23rd, which brings a very strong period of rebelliousness and revolutionary energy. And we are seeing this all over the world. Even nations that have been reserved or sleeping are waking up in a very significant way. We also have a cardinal grand cross here. We have the new moon in Libra squaring Jupiter in Cancer, and they are both cardinal signs. And this will enlarge any legal issue, any lack of balance, lack of harmony, lack of equality, as well as executive power. That sense of lack will be picked up because this is a cardinal grand cross. The third sign is Chiron in Aries. Now this is very action-oriented to make a change in the world. We can see this as excessive power, unbalanced power, but the challenge is to step into our sovereignty. That's what this is all about, and to do it with love. Chiron in Aries brings a sense of victimhood or being wounded. The key words for Aries are I am. I am wounded in our sense of self, our individuality, our sense of center, our voice in the world, truth, justice, equality. Every voice needs to be heard. Chiron has a sense of exclusion, the one who doesn't fit in, the one who is alienated, the maverick, the outsider. There is a sense of people who don't fit in modern society. They are not mainstream. They don't have a say. They think differently. They are excluded. They don't have a voice. With this new moon in Libra energy, this could well be the beginning of a change. The sense of it. If I step into my sovereignty along with many other like-minded beings, this could shift well for the better. And this is what's happening. Aries is quite a rebellious, angry energy. It's feisty, it's a street fighter, and it doesn't take anything lying down. We also have the energy of out for blood, gaslighting, poisoning. The positive side is purification and changing darkness into light. These are some of the big transformative principles here. Pluto is a planet of transformation from unbalanced, unfair, where people are being made to feel like victims, transforming into something much more loving. Venus is the ruler here, loving and inclusive. Jupiter is about self-care. It's very much a principle of nurturing self and others, instinctively knowing what others need in order for them to be healed. That's a beautiful gift that people are giving to other people. The collective has great potential here in this slight grand cross for healing the past and moving forward. This new moon brings us a major choice in many ways. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to take our break for the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back with more information after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. Week of October 20th through October 27th, 2025. This is a great week for focus, concentration, and working on projects. This will bring you long-term stability. Be careful not to allow compromise or to allow anyone to fill you with self-doubt. Tuesday, October 21st, brings a new moon in Libra. The new moon is still within orb of the T-square with Jupiter and Chiron. It is a good time to immerse yourself in the beautiful side of life, attend a concert, visit a museum, or simply pick up a good book to read. Bring beauty and harmony into your life and into the world. If you can shut out the noise and listen to your inner guidance, the seeds you plant in the next days and weeks will pay off big in the years to come. is a strong, worthy time to act over the chaotic forces that are going on. On Wednesday, October 22nd, the retrograde Neptune re-enters Pisces, where it will remain there until January 26, 2026. It crosses the so-called cosmic gap once again, as it did last March of this year. During this period, you may sense strange feelings of disillusionment. If your energy is very low, give yourself permission to rest in silence. At this time, the collective will dredge up issues that were relevant over the past decade. Society will be looking for a way to balance what is ideal and what is realistically possible. The Sun enters Scorpio on Thursday, October 23rd, and during that transformation, it forms a yod with Uranus and Neptune. On Friday, October 24th, the Sun squares Pluto and Jupiter squares Chiron. Most of the planets are now in water signs. A grand water trine forms between October 24th and October 28th. Mercury, Mars, and Lilith in Scorpio, along with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, with Jupiter in Cancer. These are called the figure of God, and they bring karmic energies to the planet. Although the square between Jupiter and Chiron does not become exact until Friday, October 24th, the T-square is already active. In this fertile and creative time, you can achieve much and will bring forth great things. Whatever you do now and send out into the world will bear abundant fruit. The inner attitude with which you act is especially important. What you radiate will later return to you as a rich harvest. It's time to stop bending over backwards, trying to please others who are not ever satisfied and only worry about themselves. Be sure to act lovingly, sincerely, and for the good of all. This weekend, as the three-eye atlas draws close to the sun, is one of the best times of the year for innovation and problem solving. Enjoy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly Cosmic Tip. On Tuesday, October 21st, we also have a three-planet superior conjunction. The Earth, the Sun, and the Three-Eye Atlas, which is nearing our Sun in our galaxy, and bringing with it our sixth comets coming into our solar system at the same time. My understanding is that it's very rare. Scientists don't think that the Three-Eye Atlas is a comet, but they don't know just what to call it. It's traveling at 42 miles a second, which is very fast. On the 29th, it approaches the Sun, and no telescopes from Earth will be able to see it. It's a very large object with some very powerful geometry. It has a distinctive plasma tail, which has been turning green. On this day, we have a very large comet, C225R2 Swan. Swan and the Atlas are very close to our elliptic orbit, which will intensify their influence, whatever that'll be. Some kind of electric energetic influence that we cannot stop. Personally, I sense that this energy is beneficial to humanity, that each comet is bringing some new, higher-level information, perhaps some new fifth-dimension information about our universe. 3i Atlas is activating our heart chakra. New information is coming through all the time. Scientists are hoping to get a better view along with more information. Back when I was 13, I was shown the devastation of the hydrogen bomb that was dropped in Japan in 1945. It affected our solar system and the universe, and it was shown to me that the universe would never allow mankind the ability to drop anything like that again. It affected the entire universe by disrupting the balance. Hopefully, this energy coming will balance everything out. The 3i Atlas is closest to the sun on October 29th and closest to the Earth on December 19th. And then who knows where it'll go? It's a unique happening. We have had two other comets approach in the past, but they behaved much more than comets. We are not aware of any radio signals coming in as yet, but that is a distinct possibility. Whatever this object may bring us is likely to create electrical magnet volatility, more solar activity, more seismic activity. We just don't know, but that's the potential. Also, on October 21st, Neptune will be at 0 degrees Aries before it retrogrades back into Pisces on the 22nd. 0 degrees Aries brings in pure potentiality at the creative degree. As a matter of fact, I plan to publish my new book at that time, which was decided last week by instinct before I had this information. This energy feels so powerful as to what we can create with it. Something new and fresh. My book, Mystery Revealed, Beyond Mortal Boundaries, is absolutely beautiful. It's my part, my gift to the universe. It shows us what happens to the soul after death. Then Neptune moves back into Pisces on the 22nd of October and will stay there, holding at 29 degrees Pisces, the anaretic degree, until January 27, 2026. We know that big things can happen on the world stage when a planet is at the anaretic degree. And Pisces is related to the seas, the oceans, floods, tsunamis. I am seeing Hawaii, the Philippines, and Japan, along with any other kind of toxicity, pollution, drugs of all kinds, illusion, disillusionment, altered states, the media, all of these things. These subjects will be enhanced and come into much bigger focus in our world over this period of time. Neptune is also conjunct a fixed star named Sheet, S-H-E-A-T, that I have not mentioned. This energy is related to misfortunes by sea and in the air. Think about what's happening off the coast of Venezuela, particularly when this conjunction that focuses here involves Saturn. Sheet also has a very different positive expression, the drive for freedom of thought. It is so interesting because we have Uranus at 0 degrees Gemini, getting ready to retrograde back into Taurus on November 8th, the last day that Uranus was in Taurus in its previous cycle, was 1949. Get this. It moved into the new cycle on June 10th. 1949. But on June 9, 1949, the novel 1984 was published. I think that is really fascinating. Other things to note on October 21st, we have Jupiter at 24 degrees Cancer, trine Saturn at 26 degrees Pisces. That conjuncts my Sun in Pisces, and trining Mercury and Mars at 20 degrees Scorpio. This is a grand trine in water. This energy can be inspiring and beautiful. It's also very emotional. But the trine between Jupiter and Saturn becomes a part of Jupiter also trining Neptune. And that's very mystical. Wanting to move into a perfect reality. Realizing a dream. This is really giving us a future with Jupiter. Dream future of a realistic, pragmatic, long-term building of a future society which could have a spiritual context, Pisces, where we all care for each other, and that's Cancer. What a beautiful, beautiful thought. This energy has a tremendous focus, Scorpio par excellence, the sign of focus, passion, and a drilling down focus. If the energy is misused, it can be angry words to exact the degree necessary for a person to manipulate. It forces passionate, angry words. But at a higher level, this can fit in beautifully. This time it's going to be amazing. We will give it such passion, such focus, such energy, creating a much more loving and caring world, which can be very beautiful. Another thing, Homer is linked to unity consciousness, very balanced. All of this is connected to love. Love is a state of being, not a fluffy pink romantic Valentine's card. It's a state of being. That state is where we're headed in order to get to unity consciousness. I want to emphasize these last days of 2025. They have enormous potential for good. We are going to see a lot of the crashing down of the old, accelerated, and it will include some seismic activity, some extreme weather, as Mother Earth goes through her rebirth. We can expect it, but through the worldwide meditation, we hope to calm that. We've been lucky that these last earthquakes we've experienced, although high in magnitude, have occurred away from largely populated areas. We've been talking about endings, and these endings are showing us through the outer planets, because all of them, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, as well as many of the dwarf planets, have been moving in our 9 year of 2025 between the end of the old sign and the beginning of the new sign with a retrograde motion. These planets have a very different length of orbit. Saturn is 29.5 years, Uranus is 84, Neptune is 165 years, and Pluto is 248 years. And the dwarf planets are 300 years. It's remarkable mathematically that they are all moving into new signs very tightly within an 18-month period, and that continues into next year. Pluto is fully in Aquarius now until January of 2044. It never retrogrades back into Capricorn. Neptune retrogrades back into Pisces on Tuesday, October 22nd, until January 27th, 2026. Then it will move fully into Aquarius for the rest of its 165-year cycle. Uranus retrogrades back into Taurus on November 8th until April 26th, 2026. Between those dates, I see a serious worldwide money problem, as well as a problem with the U.S. as they try to force down cryptocurrency, along with a worldwide bank. We'll see how that works out. Uranus enters Gemini fully in April 2026 for its 84-year cycle. Saturn retrograde back into Pisces on September 1st, 2025, and will move fully into Aries on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2026. And it remains in Aries for 2.5 years. As of April 26, 2026, all of the outer planets will have moved fully into their new signs. 2026 has a very different quality to it. It's a 1 year. It's a new beginning year. We have a crescendo, a pivot point coming up at the end of this year, which takes us into a different energy, especially when we get into the spring month of 2026. It starts to feel different. Things are moving forward quickly. The energy is in fast-moving elements of fire and air. There's a freshness, a vigor, a newness, new cycles. Nothing's moving backwards anymore. No more of the old. And I strongly feel that we have potential to shift our consciousness higher, especially at the end of the year. We can shift our consciousness, our lenses, our focus, our vibration. Shifting our perception is really what ascension is all about. This is evolution. It's raising your vibration and frequency, and that's what it's all about. We uncover our multidimensionality, our inner gifts. We remember our ancient knowledge, perception, gifts, and skills that we had in the past. We reflect and step back into a fuller state of being, a more realized being, where we embody more of the light. I sense that 2026 will be a significantly easy year, but it's up to you, it's up to me, to make those choices. The choice has to be made now, right now. It's not in 2026. You're laying down the stepping stones right now for whatever unfolds next year, for you and for the collective. This funneling down, this crescendo of energy, which so many of us can feel. I know we're very tired, but on with the show. This is it. We're at the end point. I feel it with the astrology as well. We're feeling the beginning of these new abilities with the telepathy and greater psychic sensitivity. We're tuning into nature. We're tuning into the animal. We have greater healing ability, a stronger energetic field. You talk about this on social media. Let yourself feel excited about it. Feel the spiritual responsibility of whatever pathway we are setting down now, with our choices, with our focus. You are laying down stepping stones and pathways for those who come behind us. This is historic, and you chose to be here at this moment, in this time. Feel very excited. Let yourself feel the energy, the new pathway, and your inner power and greater strength. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our half hour, and we're going to listen to our song. And the song is dedicated to being touched by spirit. I'll see you on the other side.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back from our half-hour break. That was Barbara Streisand with He Touched Me, which tonight I have dedicated to spirit and the spiritual energies of ascension. Because of the interest in the 3-Eye Atlas, I thought I would wind up tonight's program with some future insights. The Atlas will be behind the sun from October 29th through late November, so it cannot be tracked because when the telescopes try to look at that area, it's like trying to see something in the glare of car headlights. I do want to say that I don't believe it's either a comet or a spacecraft, but what I would call a vibrating intelligence, bringing in a higher consciousness to the universe. It seems to be seeding or dropping plasma rays throughout its path, certainly birthing something. We are focused on the Capricorn solstice, the winter solstice, but some of these seeds may bloom over the course of time between now and 2030. What this object is doing and bringing to our solar system and planet are very interesting and very exciting. Let's talk about some of the astrological aspects during this period of time. We have the new moon in Libra. The 3-Eye Atlas approaches the sun on October 29th. On that day, it conjuncts Venus in Libra, creating a very strong T-square. It squares Jupiter in Cancer and opposes Chiron in Aries. The opposition to Chiron, the wounded healer, through Aries, the I Am, the wounded healer. This is very strong, and the energy stands for truth, honesty, and justice. It stands for total social inclusion, nobody excluded. It's a maverick energy for people who just don't fit in. And so is the 3-Eye Atlas, because we don't know where it comes from, how old it is, or what kind of universal seeds it's dropping. We have no idea of its source. I call it a universal slingshot. But I do believe it's purposeful. These two mavericks, Chiron and the 3-1 Atlas, are bringing in an energy of new ideas, and they are tightly knit together. They are not any part of the mainstream. It's like the maverick, the trailblazer, the outsider, the rule breaker. These are the ones who bring in the new ideas. The theme of the 3-1 Atlas is breaking up old patterns, the seeding of this new galactic consciousness, which is so exciting. That opposition is squared by Jupiter in Cancer and is exalted. Self-care, self-nurturing, care for others, the sense of what people need to feel nurtured and included, like a mother hen, a mother feeling, the feeling that everyone needs to be taken care of. And Jupiter expands and will expand on everything that I have mentioned here tonight. The feeling of victimhood, not fitting in, not being accepted by society, indifference, but it's also the fertilizer that will expand the incredible potential for seeding a much higher consciousness. If we were to include Pluto, who just left Capricorn this year, that makes a cardinal grand cross. Pluto and Jupiter are about leadership. Pluto in Aquarius is about a new kind of leadership. Leadership based on equality, horizontal socio-political structure, more freedom, human rights, civil rights. And the negative side is increasing digitalization. This can potentially give us a different version and a different vision of what kind of leadership is coming. What's coming involves the people. That's the moon energy. There's a great intensity coming from the people around issues of freedom, human rights, civil rights, etc., etc. This opposition between Jupiter and Pluto can go one way or the other. It can go towards a greater control from the top. Pluto can represent state control and increasing technology, or depending on the collective consciousness and where choices are made, it can go towards a very different future. There's an awful lot to say here. Jupiter is also in a grand trine, which can be very fortunate. Neptune, the Sun, and Jupiter. Jupiter trines Neptune, and it's about a big dream for the future, a bigger horizon, a more idealistic social structure. Saturn is right behind Neptune and catches up to it in February of 2026. Saturn is pragmatic and brings in a cold reality. It's also long-term, which can be very helpful here. It's not just a pie-in-the-sky idea. Jupiter and Neptune create a very mystical energy, and Mars is also connected here. Mars is in Scorpio, and Mars gives tremendous focus, laser beam focus, commitment, dedication. Scorpio is a very spiritual sign, along with Pisces, and Jupiter was the ancient ruler of Pisces. There is a sense of tremendous focus, energy, dedication, caring for others, more inclusive, more idealistic, more realistic, as well as building for the long term, where everyone is cared for. This grand trine has the potential for all these things. Many of you would want to know that the 3-Eye Atlas is also conjunct Arcturus, who give us so much higher intelligence. Arcturus is a gateway to a higher consciousness. I find all this so interesting that on October 29th, the 3-Eye Atlas will be conjunct Arcturus. I think that as the 3-Eye Atlas passes each planet, it will amplify the symbolism of that planet. As I have said all along here, the last days of 2025 promise to be very intense as well as life-changing. That's it for tonight. I will have more information for you next week as we begin to walk through November. We still have our closing music and our meditation and Richard Shulman raising our consciousness through music. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital. No matter which plane of action I am existing on, love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Such a ourselves.